Catherine Russell comes from an impressive jazz pedigree. Her father, Louis, was a famous band leader and for a long time led the Louis Armstrong Band. And her mom held degrees from Juilliard and the Manhattan School of Music and performed with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm during World War II. Catherine's had a long career as a backup singer and recently made her debut as a leader in 2006, and her new fourth record, Strictly Romance, and is getting lots of airplay right here on KPLU. Please welcome Catherine Russell.
Time of day that I like best. Where you been? Just roll on in. The robin's in his nest. Evening tide that speaks of love. That's exactly what I've been thinking of. Watching that sunset in the west. Oh, the dream I'm dreaming. Evening, someone waits for me. Evening, neath the wildwood tree. Evening, and I'll soon be there. Oh, loving my sweet daddy with all my heart. Evening tide brings down the night. We'll hang that moon up high and bright. 'Cause evening tide, I'm falling in love.
Catherine Russell and her band live in the studios here at KPLU. Catherine, it's wonderful to have you here today.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
It's great to be here.
Now, as I mentioned in the introduction, your parents were a big deal, big deals in the music business back in the 20s and 30s and 40s. But I know as little kids, sometimes you don't realize what a big deal your folks were. When was it that you started to understand how important your folks were?
Well, I always understood how important my dad was
yeah.
because his music was some of the first music I ever heard in my life, and I knew who Louis Armstrong was. I actually went to his house, which is now the museum, so mm-hmm. I knew that. And I knew about the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, but of late, you know, the more I get into my own career, then I realize how much actual work my mother did, because I used to answer the phone and you know, write down gigs when people would call her and things like that. And then I actually realized who I was speaking to, you know, later on. So, you know, and how much of a high achiever she was and is. She's 87 years old. She's still very much with us.
Now, a lot of your early career in music was working as a backup singer with not necessarily jazz bands. You work with David Bowie and Paul Simon and Cyndi Lauper and Steely Dan, famously. What experiences did you get working with other very popular and successful front men and women for leading your own band?
They are, you know, my biggest experience throughout all that, Jackson Browne, Bette Midler, all these people, is that they're in it for life. Mm. This is what they do, rain or shine, whether it goes well or not, whether people come to the show or not, whether, you know, whatever the circumstances are, they continue to create and do their best, their very best, to put great music, you know, out there for people. So this is what I continually learn, because I'm still a backup singer as well.
You're also, as a fan of all these pop musicians, I understand, a very big fan of the Grateful Dead.
Yes.
And John Kessler played one of your versions of a Grateful Dead song on his All Blues show on KPLU not long ago. Do you think they were influential for your style as a jazz singer?
You know, I'm a singer. I consider myself a singer. I'm not really a Ella Fitzgerald was a jazz singer. You know, I don't consider... that I love jazz and I love singing traditional jazz tunes, but my influences are so varied that it's kind of all in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Grateful Dead were into everything. So I, you know, their music is all mixed up. So that's the influence. It's people that gather from all different kinds of music.
Catherine Russell is live in our studios here at KPLU. Catherine, what's the next song you have for us here?
The next song is Billy Strayhorn, Duke Ellington tune. Originally sung by Ivy Anderson. I'm checking out Mumbai. Hello? Hello, is this Harlem 77711? Hello, John. Is this you? I thought I'd phone you, I hope you ain't sick, but I'm checking out, goodbye. Nice to have known you, you were my big kick, but I'm checking out, goodbye. You tried an old trick, you found a new chick, but I was too slick. I'm in the know, you got to go, the cake is all dough. It's too bad our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out, goodbye.
Goodbye. Woo!
Thank you.
Catherine Russell and her band live in the studios at KPLU. Catherine, you made your debut as a leader about a half a dozen years back. That must have been quite a transition. All of a sudden, you're playing shows with your name on the ticket. Was it easy for you?
No, that's exactly the point, is that, you know, I had sung lead with a bunch of different bands over the years, but they weren't under band names, you know. So when your name is on the ticket, the people watch you when you sing and they watch you when you don't sing. So I had to, and I kept walking into venues and people would say, "Hello, Miss Russell," and I'd be looking for who the band leader was, you know. So it was quite a train. I'm having a great time now, though. But when we first started, I just thought, what have I done? Oh, God. But, you know, pretty terrifying initially because I didn't, you know, I like music, but I didn't get into the business to be the center of attention. So, you know, I got into it for the music. So it is a big learning curve. But, you know, we're working it out. We're working it out.
But you are very familiar with being on stage. You graduated with honors from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. Now,
yes.
How does, and would you recommend acting lessons for singers?
I really would, because I got to tell you, the study of acting, and I also studied acting improvisation, and that really helped me just feel comfortable in my own skin and not worry about, who these people are looking at me and all that. When you have to get up continually and explore different things, and I've also had excellent teachers throughout my life, so the art of teaching is really a high art, and I have to thank all of my teachers. And so, yes, I absolutely would recommend that for people that are, you know, started out self-conscious or shy like I did. It saved my life. So.
Performing is performing, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
We've got time for one more. What is this last song you've got for us?
This is an Ivory Joe Hunter tune called "Don't Leave Me." Don't leave me. Don't leave me. My poor heart is yearning. My crying eyes are burning, baby. Don't leave me. Leave me all alone. I'll try, dear, to stay here with all concern, waiting for your return. Ooh, don't leave me. But if you go away, I will try so hard to remain. And if you ever come back, you won't have a word to explain. Oh, no, no, don't leave me. Don't leave me. My poor heart is yearning. Can't you see these crying eyes are burning? Yeah, don't leave me. Thank you.
you won't have a word to explain. No, don't leave me. Oh, no, don't leave me. My poor heart is yearning. Can't you see these crying eyes are burning, baby?
Catherine Russell singing Don't Leave Me live in the studios here at KPLU. Matt Munisteri guitar, Mark Shane piano, Lee Hudson bass, and Marion Felder at the drums. Catherine, it's been just a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Abe. I appreciate it.